reveal that it has flipped from north to south and back again hundreds of times during the planet's 4.5 billion year history. But a switch has not occurred for 780,000 years, considerably longer than the average time between reversals of about 250,000 years. What's more, the primary geomagnetic field has lessened by nearly 10% since it was first measured in the 1830s. That is about 20 times faster than the field would decline naturally or to lose its power source. Could another reversal be on its way? Geophysicists have long known that the source of the fluctuating magnetic field lies deep in the center of the Earth. Our home planet, like several other bodies in the solar system, generates its own magnetic field through an internal dynamo. In principle, the Earth's dynamo operates like a familiar electric generator, which creates electric and magnetic fields from the kinetic energy of its moving parts. In a generator, the moving parts are spinning coils of wire. In a planet or star, the motion occurs within an electronically conducted fluid. A vast sea of molten iron, more than six times the volume of the moon, circulates at the Earth's core, constituting the so-called geodynamo. Until recently, scientists relied primarily on simple theories to explain the geodynamo and its magnetic mysteries. In the past 10 years, however, researchers have developed new ways to explore the detailed workings of the geodynamo. Satellites are providing clear snapshots of the geomagnetic field at the Earth's surface, while new strategies for simulating Earth-like dynamos on supercomputers and creating physical models in the laboratory are elucidating those orbital observations. These efforts are providing an intriguing explanation for how polarity reversals occurred in the past and clues to how the next such event may begin. Driving the geodynamo. Before we explore how the magnetic field reverses, it helps to consider what drives the geodynamo. By the 1940s, physicists had recognized that three basic conditions are necessary for generating any planet's magnetic field, and since then, other findings have built on that knowledge. A large volume of electrically conducting fluid, the iron-rich liquid outer core of the Earth, is the first of these conditions. This critical layer surrounds a solid inner core of nearly pure iron that underlies 2,900 kilometers of solid rock that form the massive mantle and the ultra-thin crust of continents and ocean floors. The overlying burden of the crust and mantle creates average pressures in the core 2 million times that of the planet's surface. Core temperatures are similarly extreme, about 5,000 degrees Celsius, similar to the temperature at the surface of the Sun. These extreme environmental conditions set the stage for the second requirement of planetary dynamos, a supply of energy to move the fluid. The energy driving the geodynamo is part thermal and part chemical. Both create buoyancy deep within the core. Like a pot of soup simmering on a burner, the core is hotter at the bottom than at the top. The core's high temperatures are the result of heat that was trapped at the center of the Earth during its formation. That means the hotter, less dense iron in the lower core tends to rise upward like blobs of hot soup. When the fluid reaches the top of the core, it loses some of its heat in the overlying mantle. The liquid iron then cools, becoming denser than the surrounding medium, and sinks. This process of transferring heat from bottom to top through rising and sinking fluid is called thermal convection. In the 1960s, Stanislav Braginsky, now at the University of California at Los Angeles, suggested that heat escaping from the upper core also causes the solid inner core to grow larger, producing two extra sources of buoyancy to drive convection. As liquid iron solidifies into crystals on the outside of the solid inner core, latent heat is released as a byproduct. This heat contributes to thermal buoyancy. In addition, less dense chemical compounds such as iron sulfide and iron oxide are excluded from the inner core crystals and rise through the outer core, also enhancing convection. For a self-sustaining magnetic field to materialize from a planet, a third factor is necessary: rotation. The Earth's rotation through the Coriolis effect deflects rising fluids inside the Earth's core the same way it twists ocean currents and tropical storms into the familiar spirals we often see in weather satellite images. In the core, Coriolis forces deflect the upper welling fluid along corkscrew-like or helical paths.